of Beis Amud Aleph, six lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Zera Havi Yosef bi Agna de Maya be Mesusa. Rabbi Zera was a Balkarian. He was sitting in a large vat full of water in the Beis HaMerchatz, in the bathhouse. Omalei Lishame, he told his Shamish, Zil vi Aisi li Tisha Kavim. Go bring me 9 Kavim of Mayim, Ushadi Loye, and pour it on top of me. Amalei Rab Chiya bar Ab, Rab Chiya said to Rab Zera, Lomalei Lamar Kuli Hai, why do you have to go that far? Why do you have to be matriach yourself? You're sitting in water, and you're sitting in Tesha Kavin. He was in this large vat full of water. Amalei, so Rab Zera responds to Rab Chiya, he says, as far as Taras 9 Kavin is concerned, there are special dinim. It's not enough to just jump into 9 Kavin, but rather, Tesha Kavin is just the reverse of Tefillah B'Mikvah. And just like Arboim Sa, where you have to have the Arboim Sa, the Mikvah, and you jump into the Mikvah, Mar Arboim Sa B'Tefillah, so the Gavra goes into the Arboim Sa, V'lo B'Nesina, but you don't pour Arboim Sa on top of the Gavra, is Af Tesha Kavin in the reverse, B'nesina v'lo b'tvila. That dafka has to be that you pour the water on top of the tameh rather than the tvila of the balkeri into the teisha kavin. So tvila into the teisha kavin just simply won't work. And the reason why they were misaking that it shouldn't work, the achronim explain, because we don't want people to mistakenly confuse teisha kavim, which is basically Mayim She'uvim, with a real kosher mikvah. And they'll come to be Mekil and think that you can be Tovel even other tumas, other than Balkeri, by jumping into Tesha Kavin of Mayim She'uvim. Rav Nachman Tikein Chatzva Bas Tisha Kavin. Rav Nachman organized a special utensil which would contain Tisha Kavin's worth of Mayim, so that it would always be ready, and he can pour this Tisha Kavin on all his Talmidim who are Bali Keri in the morning before they start learning Torah. And even though to be Mitzaref, Tisha Kavin from 2 different Kalim would also be sufficient, but Rav Nachman designated one keli that they wouldn't have to make the medida and constantly evaluate if there was not, if it would comprise 9 kelim. So that keli was ready to be poured on the talmidim bali keren on a daily basis in the morning before Torah study. Ki also, when Rav Divi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Amar, he declared that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Glustera Amru, he quoted these two Tanoim, Lo Shanu, when do we require Nesinas Tisha Kavin El Cholel? When is Tisha Kavin effective? That's only El Cholel Onso. In other words, not a Chola who had a relationship with his wife, but rather Chola who had an omission, and it was Shelo Bertzono. It wasn't because he had an intimacy. Aval Chola Amargil, but someone who actively made himself into a Balkeri, in other words, he had a Keri because he had intimacy with his wife, is then he needs Tefillah B'Arboim Sa. So according to these Tanoim, quoted by Rav Dimi, in a case of a Chola Leonso, then Tisha Kavin is effective. But there's no difference between a Chol and a Bari as far as Tashma Shamita is concerned. In both cases, you'll require Arboim Sa, a real Tvila in a Kosher Mikvah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Itbar Chatzbi de Rav Nachman, why don't we break the Kli that was designated by Rav Nachman? In other words, according to Rav Dimi, we don't need this kli, because a chola who's roe keri leonso, that's a kind of rare situation. Most of the Talmidim are Bali keri because of Tashma Shamita. And now you're telling me that Chol HaMargil, if it's Tashma Shamita, then we require Abayim Sa'a, so the Kli is not going to hardly at least be effective or necessary. Ki Asa Ravin, okay, so that's Rav Dimi, but Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael Amar. He says that Be'usha V'uvda, there was a situation in Usha, now we're turning to Chav Beis Amin Beis, Bekila, in the entrance into the house, that's the cheder that's before the traklin is called a killa. Before it's like a prose door. The Rabbi Oshia, Asu v'shalul Rav Asi. They asked the question to Rav Asi: does a Valkyrie have the option of nesinas teisha kabin in order to be mitar himself in the Rei Torah? Omulahu. So Rav Asi responded: lo shanu. When do we require Tisha Kabin to be Matar Balkari? That's Elul Chola HaMargil. That's only a Chola who had relationship with his wife. Aval Choli Laon. So if it was Shalom Bertsono, it had nothing to do with an intimacy, then Potomi Klu. In other words, he's allowed to be Osik Bittori. He doesn't need to be Matar himself. Amar Av Yosef, Itztamid Chatzbei Rav Nachman. Now, we have to strengthen, so to speak, put together the broken piece of kli of that utensil that was designated by Rav Nachman. In other words, now that we have Rav Asi is telling us that we need this kli that was prepared by Rav Nachman for Nesinas Teisha Kavin, and that's very, very necessary because Talmidei Chachamim Acholim, and the Gemara is going to explain that in Masechta Nedarim, why Talmidei Chachamim are called Cholim. And it would be meaningful for this kli to be mitar them from tumas keri in a case of tashma shamita, because what we're saying here is that in a case of a chola machmas onso, there is no need at all for any sort of tvila, even for tisha kam. We only need tisha kam for chola hamargil. So let's assume that every one of our talmidim would be a chola, but maybe a margil if he had tashma shamita. Then we need the nine kavin, and that's what comes out now, according to this transmission of Rav Asi. Whereas in the previous Amud we had the transmission of Ravin, and I'm sorry, of Rav Dimi, I meant to say, and according to Rav Dimi, we really don't need the kli at all because we're assuming, like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, that a cholel hamargil needs tefila be'arbaim sa'a, classic tefila to mikvah. So that's the transmission of Rav Dimi. And a cholel hamargil, of course, is ma'isim b'chol yom. It's very, very common, and therefore we need 40 sa'a. It's this kli that's machzik 9 kavim is totally unnecessary. But now that we have another tradition of Rav Asi, that a chol hamargil can be mitar himself for limud Torah through 9 kavim, then that's the chol hamargil that we're talking about. That's the talmidim in the yeshiva. We need this kli of Rav Nachman on a daily basis. So let's put it back together again. Now, we had a machlokis tanoim earlier, if Balkeri needs tara l'divrei Torah, and if nesinas teisha kavim would be effective, we had a machlokis amoraim, if nesinas teisha kavim would even be effective for a chola margil, that was a machlokis between Rav Dimi and Rav Asi, and then we have an afkimit about chola leonso. Does he need any sort of tara for divrei Torah at all? So the Gemara clarifies how it's possible to have this kind of machlokas. Lechora, it's impossible because michtei kuli amoroi v'tanoim b'diezra kamiflegi. All these debates amongst the tanoim and amoroim revolve around takonis Ezra. Nechsei Ezra hechitiken. Why don't we just check out what was the original takon of Ezra? And for sure, it was a known thing exactly what Ezra was masaking, because they were knowing this on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Amar Abaye, Ezra tikin lebari amargil arboim saw. In other words, your classic case of of requiring tevila for a Baal Keri is a Bari Amargil, a Bari who has Tashma Shamita, and he needs tevila in Arbaim So. In the case of Bari Leonso, so then Tisha Kavin. Now it seems from Abai that even Ezra himself in his original Takana recognized the validity of Tisha Kavin in a case of Bari Leonso. That's going to be an issue that the Gemara is going to pick up immediately. But first, also Amuroyu Pligi Bechola, we have Machlokas between Rav Dimi and Ravin or Ravasi with regard to a chola in the case of a chola that saw Keri. Mar, according to Rav Dimi, Sovar chola margil kibari amargil choli onso kibari lonso, which basically means that the status of a chol is identical to that of a bari, and just like in the case of a bari hamargil, you need tvila in arbaim sot. So to a chol hamargil, margil always means tashma shamita, also requiring arbaim sot. And just like a bari leon so suffices with teisha kam, so to a chol leon. So that's one opinion. That's the opinion of Rav Dimi. And basically, according to that opinion, since our common case, as we discussed before, the Talmidim and the Yeshiva, would be a chola hamargil, therefore, just like a bari hamargil, we need our boy himself. And that's why Rav Dimi got rid of the kli that was necessary to measure out our teisha kavan. However, Ravin holds that a chola hamargil, meaning chola goes down one notch, kibari leonso. In other words, all he needs is teisha kavin, and a chola leonso potumi klum. If he has both tarti lutevusa, if you want to call it that, he's both a chola and it was leonso, it was not a result of tashmish, he doesn't need any tara for divri Torah. I'm a Rav, I don't get it. Nehida tikein Ezra tvila and asinami tikein. Where do you come off by assuming that Ezra recognized or knew about Teisha Kavan? The whole entity of Teisha Kavan was foreign to him. But Amar, if you go back to the original formulation of the Takona back in Bava Kama Pei Beis, Ezra tikein tvila labali keri, and it doesn't say a word about Dalid about Teisha Kavan. Elam a Rav, so therefore you have to make one little change over here. Ezra tikein tvila labari hamargil barboim saw, which means the following: that Ezra was only addressing the case of a bari hamargil, and Ezra knew nothing other than arboim saw. He didn't recognize any other possibility of tvila. Asu rabbanon, the rabbanon who came after Ezra in a later generation, viskidu libari leonso. They now expanded, shall I say, the Takon of Ezra, but in a whole different way. They expanded it to include a Bari Leonso, which was not part of the original Takon of Ezra, but they didn't require full-fledged tefillah in that case, because since there's no Tashmish, therefore they let it go down to Teisha Kavan. Now we get another issue here amongst the Amoraim. The Os Amoraim become Miflegi. Now we get to the Machlokas between Rav Dimi and Rav Asi or Ravin, and that's going to be the machlokes as to how we deal with a chola. Rav Dimi mar sovar chola marke kibari marke chola lon to the kibari lon, so that there's no difference between a chola and a bari. All the same dinim apply when you need arboim sof for a bari, that's a case of margil, and you need arboim sof for a chola margil. When you suffice with Teisha Kavan, that's the case of Bar Leonso, then that's sufficient for a Chol Leonso. So nothing changed in the case of a Chol, according to Rav Dimi. Umar Sovar, according to the other opinion, and that's Ravin in the name of Rav Asi, he holds there is a difference between a bari and a chola, in which a chola always goes down one notch. Bari amargil, that was the takana says you need arbaim son. Chola has the din of bari leonso, which means you don't need tvila and arbaim son. And here we go to the second historical period of time, then he needs a nesinas teisha kavan. But when we get to chola leonso, which is a tartilereis, as we said before, tartile tevuso, in other words, he's not a bari. And it wasn't lehargelo; it was a cholion. So then, potmiklu, he doesn't even have to be mitar himself at all for divrei Torah. Omar Rava Hilchasav Bari Amargil v'chola Amargil barboim so. In other words, in the case of a chola who had tashmish, his din and status is identical with that of a bari amargil, and you need arboim so, but bari leonso is all you need is Tisha Kavim, Cholionso Potami Klum, which means that Rav is basically paskening like Ravin in the name of Ravasi. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa, as far as Taras, Balkeri, Balkeri, Shenesono, Shenosno, Olav, Tisha Kavim, Mayim, Tor, Vamedvar, Mamurim, Liatsmo. Now, this is something that he can implement in his own life for himself, but without transmitting it to others. Avalacherim, if he wants to transmit this din to others, barboim sa, you should tell them to be machmir and require arboim sa, and not to recognize the efficacy of tisha kav. And the reason for this is that a person, when he's teaching others, he has to be machmir for others, because he has to explain himself, and the ikar tefilas balkeri, which is based on, as we learned the other day, of Hodata Levanecha Levnei Vanecha, is to teach Torah to Acherim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arboim So Mikol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you could be Metayr Balkeri with Arboim So Bechol Makom, Bechol Inyan Shehu. And the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua Levi, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad mehai zuga v'chad mehai zuga aresha. We have two groups over here. One member of one group and one member of the other group. So you have the group of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua Levi. So one of those two and one of the other group, or the second group, which is made up of Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, they had a machlokes with regard to the Tanakama in the Reish of the Braisa. Chad Omar, according to one opinion, Hadi Amrit, when we said in the Tanakama's perspective, Mabed for Muliatzma v'lacherim arboim sa, lo shanu el l'chol amargil. In other words, who's allowed to be tovel, so to speak, in arboim sa, it's nesinas arboim sa. That's a case of a chola hamargil, meaning he saw keri mashma machmas tashma shamita, but chola leonso is then tisha kavin. So the requirement, again, we discuss a chola now, the requirement of tvila in a mikvah of our boy Sara Kosher mikvah is for a chola hamargil who had tashma shamita, but a chola leonso is dailo, all he needs is the sinas tisha kavin. And that's true even l'lami l'acherim. So he can teach, he can transmit to his talmidim the halacha that chol elyonso only needs tisha kavin. However, Chanomer, according to another opinion, kol acherim, if he wants to transmit this halacha to others, afilu chol elyonso adi ikar boim so, he should teach his talmidim that even if he was a chol elyonso, which is, as we said, Tatil Reisa, Tatil Tivusa, is nevertheless he needs Tvila in Arboim Sa. So he should absolutely, straight across the board, require Arboim Sa when he's teaching Torah Lachirim. Now there's another machlokus in the Sefer this Brisa. V'chad mehai zuga, v'chad mehai zuga asefa. Again, once again, one of this group and one of the other group had a machlokas about Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer. Chad Omar, Hadi Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Arboim Sa. Rabbi Yehuda said that 40 Sa is meaningful to be Mitar Bal Keri. Mikol Makom. That applies all over. What does that mean? Lo Shanu, it only applies Ella,
the karka, if the water that they're using for tefillah is in the ground itself. They used to have baths in the ground. Aval bekelim, but if the water was removed from the ground and placed into a large vat, is low. That's not a meaningful tefillah. Bechad omar, afilu bekelim nami, even a tefillah inside a kli is also effective. Now, a tefillah and a kli is not meaningful on a deraisa level, and that's derived from the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph, Ach mayan ubar mikvah mayim yeh tar. And the pasuk equates mikvah to mayim. Just like the mayim is in the karka, the mikvah also, it's not kosher unless it's in the karka. And many Rishonim hold that from this drasha we derive the conclusion that tefillah in a mikveh that's completely sha'uv, made of mayim sha'uvim, and it wasn't made as a mikveh midei shamayim, is not tefillah on a Doraisa level. That's not tefillah. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: Bishleim l'mandiyomar afilu bekelim. If you go according to that mandiyomar, that we said that it doesn't make a difference whether the water is in a karka or in a kelim. It's in both cases. It's not going to be a meaningful tefillah. I'm sorry. We're going now according to mandiyomar who says afilu bekelim, that even if the water was collected in a kli, it is a meaningful tevilah. Hainu diktani. Now we can understand Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avraham saw mikol makom, that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be mekil, and he's going to say that in any case, straight across the board, as far as tevilas balkeri, if it's in Avraham saw, it's effective, and it means in every case, even if the Avraham saw is inside a large kli. And it's not like normal classic tefillos for Shar Tmeim that the water has to be in the karka. It could also be in a kli, which would be possible in the case of mikvos in general. El amanti omar bekarka in bekelim lo. According to the one who says that tefillah is only meaningful, is only effective in karka, but in kelim, tefillah is not effective even for a balkeri. So that which Rabbi Yehuda says, mikol makom, is lasuye mai. What exactly is he coming to add when he says, he adds the words, b'chol makom? Is this some sort of ribuy over here? And the Gemara says, lasuye, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us that a tefillas bar keri is meaningful even in mayim she'uvim, even if he's not like other tmeim who must have a tefillah mayim chayim. They cannot have an effective tefillah in Mayim She'uvim, but Rabbi Yehuda says, B'chol Makom, meaning that even in Mayim She'uvim, as far as the Tara of a Balkeri is concerned, it's meaningful, it's effective. Gemara now tells the story. Rav Papa, excuse me, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, V'Rava, Bar Shmuel, Krichu Riftu Bahadi Adodi. They were eating a They were breaking bread, as we would say. They were eating a suda together. Amalahu Rav Papa. Rav Papa turns to his colleagues and he says, Havuli lididi livruch. I should be able to make the bracha. And why is that? The nafal ilave. Because I poured upon myself, right? Or what fell upon me was Tisha Kavim. And therefore, I underwent a tara from Tumas Keri. Amale Rava Bar Shmuel Tanina. We learned in a Bais Mamedvam. When do we say that Nefilas Teisha Kavin is meaningful? That's Liatzma. Aval Acherim Bar Bom Saw. So if you want to be Motzi others, Yidecha Vasim and Birkas Amazon, and you're the one who wants to be Mavarech, that's already Limud L'Acherim. That's already like public knowledge. So you should require Tefillah in Arba'im Sa'ah. Ela Havulei L'Didi L'Vruch. But rather you should give me to make the Bracha. That's what Rav is saying. And why? Did Nafal Iluay Arba'im Sa'ah. Because 40 Sa'ah fell on me. Now, again, the language is Nafal, but what it really means is Tavalti Arba'im Sa'ah. Amalahu Rav Huna, Havali Lidi Deliv Ruch, I should be the one to be Baruch Doleki, Luye Lo Hai Vlo Hai. I don't need neither Teisha Kavin nor Tvila in 40 Saw because Lo Nitvesi, I'm not Tavi Vitumus Keri at all. Rav Chama Tavil B'Maili Yom the Pischa. He used to go for Tvila on Erev Pesach with our Boim Saw into a real bona fide mikvah. Why? Lahotzi Ravim Yidei Chavasan. Because he was the appointed Shliach Tzibur. And he should be tar. And Brisa continues, the Gemara continues, for less sakavase, but we don't pass like him. Rather, Allah Sakarudim and Besay, the Balkari doesn't need tefila at all. And we had a long discussion yesterday about how Rabbi Yudim and Besayra could have the authority to undermine the Takana of Ezra. And now we'll begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing about Keri, who's not allowed to be mispal, he's not allowed to recite brachas, which we started back on Daf Chav. Hoya Omid B'Tfila. He's in the middle of his davening. V'nizkar Shu Bal Keri. He remembers, he reminds himself that he's Bal Keri. Lo Yafsik, he should not interrupt his Tfila. Ella Yikatzer, but rather he should be mispal each bracha as a bracha ktsara, which means he opens the bracha and closes the bracha, and then he should finish up his tefillah and complete his Shmona Esrei. And Tosus Yontif here says that later on in the Gemara, Daf Chav Tes, we're going to have a machlokes if he's mekatzer and he's mispalel me'ein Shmona Esrei, should he be mispal first tchilos of a chasimos bilvad, or should mispal havinenu? There's one bracha that contains all of the tefillos in a short form, in a bridge form, one single bracha, and that's called Havinenu. When I say bracha, I mean the emtsoilis. You always have three before and three after. And the other option is to say that no, he would recite the tequila and the sof of each bracha, which is called Yikatzer b'chol bracha u'bracha, which means a psicha and a chasima. So he would be mispal the same identical number of brachos, according to this pshat, just that the brachos were abridged. Yorad litbol, he went down to the mikveh, and now it's time for kriyat shema. Im yochol lalos ulis kasos volikros hachalote anitzachama. If he can come up from the water and he has enough time to get dressed and to read and to recite kriyat shema before hanetz, is yala v'yiskasa v'yikra. He should go up for the mikveh, he should cover up his body, and he should recite kriyat shema. V'im lav, but if he won't be able to be ola and miskasa and read kriyat shema before hanetzachama, is yiskasa v'mayim, that the water should cover his body, and lo yer libo roes ha'erva, because otherwise he cannot make a bracha or recite the Rei Torah if it's libo roes ha'erva, if he can see his own erva, v'yikra, and he should recite kriyat shema. So what it means is we're not going to tell him to get up from the mikvah and get dressed and read kriyat shema, because he will not be able to be maspik before Hanetzachama. V'lo yiskase lo b'mayim haroyim v'lo b'me'am mishra. And when we say that he should cover himself in the water, so it's not libo ro'as ha'erva, then he should recite kriyat shema, we're not talking about being miskase b'mayim roim, mayim sruchim, smelly water, v'lo b'me'am mishra. These are mayim that are used for soaking pishtan, what we call linen, and those waters have a bad smell. So that's not where he should be miskasa. And the Mishnah then ends by saying that ad sheyatil l'sochan mayim. Now, what is this all about? So Rashi and the Gemara later on interpret that what we're talking about here is meiraglayim. Let's say there was a utensil that has urine inside of it, and he wants to recreate Shema Keneged this utensil, so he has to be matil tocho mayim. He has to pour water into the urine. And that combination, as the Gemara is going to explain exactly how much mayim he puts in it, but that's going to be a bittul in which he's revatal meraglayim, and then he's allowed to recreate Shema. V'kama yarchik mehem, in general, how far does he have to distance himself from meraglayim in order to recite Kriyat Shema? Uminat soa, or if there's feces, how much at the time of Kriyat Shema, how far does he have to go? Omar, he says, arba amos. He has to go a minimum of 4 amos. The Gemara later on is going to explain that in the case of Mei Raglayim, 4 amos, but as far as so is concerned, that's a little bit more complicated. So that's the Gemara on Daf Chavav, which is later on. So we finished the Mishnah, now we can start the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Ha'yomi v'tfilu v'nizkar shehu bal keri. So the Braisa is going to expand a little bit on what we saw in the Mishnah. Lo yafsik el yikatzer ha'yikori bat Torah. If he's reciting the Torah, v'nizkar shehu bal keri, eino mafsik v'ola. And apparently this is because of what we call tircha d'tzibura. He is up there reading the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses, and now he realizes this is a Balkeri, so he shouldn't be mafsik, but rather el megamgem v'kore. You know, so he should read very quickly and finish up the kriya with a certain sense of urgency, and he has to be megamgem, which means he shouldn't read it clearly, but he should rather read it begimgum, like almost like with a stutter or a lisp. And some people interpret that the intention here is that he's kore without azkara shem shemayim. He leaves out the azkaros. Rabbi Meir Omer, ein bal keri rashoi likros b'tor yosem yishlosh psukim. Notice, even though the Tanakama permitted a kore b'torah, the kore himself, the chazan we'll call him, or the bal kore, he permitted him to continue and conclude the Kriya Sator Begimgum, Rabbi Meir holds that no, a Balkeri is Eino Rashoi Likros Betor Yosef Shloshim Psukim. We'll give him 3 Psukim, let him finish it up, and let him sit down and be replaced by another Balkore. In other words, he shouldn't read more than what a unit of Psukim, which is the absolute minimum bare bones Chiyuv of Kriya, which is 3 psukim, and that's a sugya in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And it means, Eina kori b'tor rashoi lifchos mishlosha psukim. There's never a unit of less than 3 psukim. As far as Kriyas HaTorah, the minimum unit, the smallest unit, has got to have 3 psukim in it. All that is clarified in the Gemara in Megillah. So that Rabbi Meir is not going to allow a Balkeri to read the Torah more than what would be normally 1 unit. So we'll give him 1 unit's worth of Kriya, and that's about it. Whereas, according to Tanakama, it's Eino Mafsik V'Ole. He can continue reading until the end of the Parsha, but he's got to be a Megamgem. Which is really interesting when you think about it, because we are now being mekil on behalf of the Bal Kore, if he's a Bal Keri, and what we're going to ask him to do is, instead of being mafsik when he realizes that he's a Bal Keri, he remembers that he's a Bal Keri, he should be megamgem v'kore. He should read it very quickly. Now I'm not sure if reading very quickly means it's like a heker, that really he's not permitted to do so, or read it very quickly so that he can get to the mikveh as soon as possible without having to forfeit Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the case of a Roet Soa B'Mokum Shemispal. He sees feces and he wants the daven. Tanya, that we learned in another Braisa, Hoya Omi B'Tfila V'Roet Soa K'Negdo. Oyve, he's in the middle of his tefillah and now he sees that this Soa K'Negdo is mahalach lefanov, he's allowed to actually move himself forward from the spot that he had established as his makom tefillah when he started. Achiz rekenel achor of arba amos. Notice he should go as far as a place where he will not see the tzoa, because the tzoa is away from him a minimum of four amos. The Gemara asks, is this possible? Sanya, we learned in a brayse, in the case of an obey bitfila and he sees tzoa kenegdo, is mahalach bitz dadim. In other words, he doesn't have to go me'achorov dafka elamaspik, it's enough shemarchik litzdadim arboy amos, where he won't be able to see any tzoa. So we have a contradiction, because whereas one brayse says that rod so kenegdo is mahalach lefan ratchiz rekenu and lachorav harba amos, so he has to be marchik himself from the tzoa, but richu dalat amos. And the second brayse says litzdadim, that ain't so shetei me'achorav, he doesn't have to retrace his steps and go backwards arba amos, but rather it's enough that he's marchik litzdadim arba amos. So he doesn't have to go backwards, which would be an extra tircha. He can go to the side. And there's a comment here, just one second, that I wanted to share with you. Well, let's see. So again, lo kasha hadi efshar v'had lo efshar. If it's possible for him to be marchik lefanav arba amos, or lachorov shokshe murchekes lachorov arba amos, is that called the efshar? And that's where the brisa requires that you be marchik, because it's going to be meaningful after the archoka. You'll be able to do what you have to do. You'll be able to daven. But ho, when we saw that it's mistalik litzdodim, that's lo efshar. He has no possibility of being marchik in front of him. And for example, there's a nahar. So in such a case, since he cannot be marchik lefonav, we say mistalik litzdodim. Now the Gemara continues with regard to tzo and tefillah. He mispalu matzo tzo v'mkomo. After he davened, he found out, oh no, there was tzo there and I didn't know it. Omer Rabba, afal pisha chata tefilasa tefillah. Even though he should have been more careful and he davened b'mokom tinuf, nevertheless his tefillah is valid once having been done. Is maskif le Rava, Rava esekash on Rabba v'ha zevach rishon toeva. There's an objective problem with his tefillah, and that is zevach rishon toev. It's a despicable tefillah, because rishonim, even though they bring a korban with a full lev shalom, their korban is not rotzui. Why? Because they're still continuing in their evil ways. And a mispal b'mokum tzoa, even if he's being mispal b'lev shalom, his tefillah is not acceptable, because he should have been bodek the mokom to find out if it's naki before he davened the Shmon Esrei. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava has to say the what? That if he finds tzoa b'mkomo after his tefillah, ho'el v'chata afal pi she'espalel tefiloso to'eva. So let's just highlight the Gemara's stira between two brises in the case of Rava tzoa b'mokom she'espalel. One brise says that if he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei and he sees tzoa kenegdo, then mahalach lefanov, and it says that he has to go mul ponov ad shetia tzoa me'achorov richuk dalet amos. And the Rashba says that even if he's roa the tzoa mul ponov, he still has to be marchik mimenu. The tefillah that he's mispalel, or that he was mispalel already, doesn't need to repeat that tefillah. And even if he was mispalel the entire tefillah before he saw the tzoah, his tefillah is tefillah. But now that he sees the tefillah, now that he has to be marchik himself. And the kash is because the brisa that the Gemara brings now, the second brisa, says litzdadin. that he's mahalach l'tzadin. You know, he doesn't have to make sure that the soa is me'achorov. It's enough that he's ma'achik l'tzadim arba amis, and then there's no soa mulponov. And he reconciles it with hadei afshar hadei lo afshar. And finally, ha'mispalu matzit soa b'mkomo, his tefillah is a tefillah toeva. And he should have checked it out. Maskif lo rava. Rav Yasekashim Vazevich Rishoyim To'eva. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake. According to Rabbah, even though he violated a chait by not checking out the makom, but the evidence tefillah is a tefillah, and Rabbah said no, Hazevich Rishoyim To'eva, which means that just like a rosh, if he brings a korban, his korban is not misratza. As long as he's still a Rasha, so too, if he's mispal b'makom tsoa, he has the same status as a Rasha who brings a karban. And even if his tefillah was a sincere, genuine tefillah, but it's not a valid tefillah because he was posheya b'tefillah, so he should have checked out the place of its naki. And therefore, based on this principle of Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, Rava argues against Rava, and Elama Rava, Hoel v'chata, even though he already davened, his tefillah is toeva, but the evidence tefillah is not a valid tefillah, he's going to have to recite a tefillah again. And that's what we call mavasal yuchal lehaskin. He was mafsid his tefillah. He has to be chozer mispal mitchila. Now the Rashba writes that there's a difference between motzi tzoa b'mkomo and motzi tzoa keneged panov. If he's mispal b'makom tzoa, he violates on the dictum of Ahoyim Achnecha Kadosh, because he should have checked out the place before he was mispal, and if he didn't check, he's a poshe, and his tefillah is a toeva. But if he's mispal keneged tzoa, then his iser is only because of lo yira ba ervas davar. It means there's an iser of re'iyas davar tinu b'yes tefillah. It's not that the makom is a makom tzoa, which means in a case where he has tzoa in the makom, here it's a case where he sees the tzoa, and that's a different problem of lo yira ba ervas davar. And in such a case, if he didn't see it while he was mispalel be'iser, then his tefillah is not a tefillah's toeva. But if the makom is a makom of tzoa keneged panav, then his tefillah is a toeva because he is violation of Ahoya Machanecha Kadosh. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Ahoya Omid b'tefilu Mayim Shosim al Birkov. In other words, he's urinating while he's in the middle of tefila posek. He has to stop his tefila Chiyichlu Amayim until he finishes urinating v'chozer u'mispal. And Tosus says, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, that the Gemara of Chozer Mispalel is even if there's Meiraglaim Kenegdo. Why? Because we're talking about a case of Yardu al-Gabi Karka, that the urine went down to the Karka, or al-Gabi B'godim, and it was Nivlu, it was absorbed, Tipach or Tipach. So there's not what you call Tofech al-Manas l'hatpiach, there's not a large amount of wetness, and therefore he's allowed to be Mispal Kenegdo. But if they were Tzvurim, if there was a collected volume of meraglayim, then we're going to see later on that that's osur. Tosa says that even though he has tofeach amenasat piach, he's allowed to continue to be mispalel because the Torah didn't prohibit being mispal except for the case of keneged what's called an amud hakiluach shel meraglayim. Now, Lehechan Chozer, we say the following. It says that Chozer umispalel after he made his hefsek. So the Gemara quotes a machlokas now between Rav Chizna and Rav Hamnuna. Chan Omar, according to one opinion, and here we're going to turn to Daf Chav Gimel of Alef Chozer Lu. Chozer Lu Rosh, he has to start his tefillah again. Chan Omar Lu Mokum Shem Posak. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of his tefillah, but he just goes back to where he stopped. And the Gemara thinks, Lema Baha Komiflegi, what is the Yisod of the Pluto? is Mar Savar, according to the Mandi Omer, he says he goes back to the beginning of his tefillah, when he was mafsik in the middle of his tefillah, Shah, Kedei Ligmar Skula Chozel Rosh. Since he waited an amount of time in which he could have been mispalel, that's called Kedei Ligmar Skula, he goes back to be mispalel from the beginning. Now here in this case of Mayim Shosasim, we're talking about that the Zman of Hefsek, until he could continue his tefillah, was Kedei Ligmar's called tefillah, and therefore Chozel Rosh. He starts his tefillah again. Mar Savar, but the one who says he can continue from the place he was posek, because he was mafsik in his tefillah and he shah Kedei Ligmar's kira, is Chozel Makom Sheposak. And he compares this case of someone who was mafsik because of the Meiraglaim to a case of someone who didn't have Meiraglaim, but he stopped in the middle of his tefillah and he was shah Kedei Ligmar's kula. And in such a case, he just has to go back to Makom Sheposak. And we don't make any difference between a person who had to be mafsik because halacha required it because of the mayim shosasim, because the meiraglayim that are coming out of his body, to a case of somebody who was mafsik deliberately for whatever reason in the middle of his tefillah, maybe got distracted. And Kedei Ligmar's Kula is not a problem. And he can continue where pick up where he left off. Now the Gemara is going to have a major question here of Rav Ashi, and that's going to force us to reinterpret the Machlokes about Shah Kedei Ligmar's Kula in the case of Hoya Mayim Shosim Al Brokov. So that in Mitzvah we'll pick up in the next Shiur.